We said one of the important keys of life is knowing how to deal with one another. And we spoke about number of people that we deal with and how we should deal with. We were discussing those who are sick and ill that we need to become nice and kind and whatever to them. So we're discussing that notion, right? We said the first thing that we need to do when we have someone who is sick and ill is to go visit them. And being, you know, helpful, supportful, asking them for their needs and what have you. Also, when we look at the importance of this notion, because some people would say, well, why is it really important that I go visit a sick person? And when I say a sick person, obviously a person that you would know, either a family member or a friend or a colleague, someone that you deal with. I'm not saying just go randomly to hospitals and to houses and ask people who's sick here. I'm just here to do my Islamic duty. No, no. Obviously, I'm talking about our circle, friends, family, people that we know. And even people that we know, but not on a personal level. So sometimes my friend says, I'm going to visit my friend who is sick. Now, I don't know his friend, but I know my friend. So the friend of my friend is also my friend. So I'm like, you know what? I'll tag along. There's reward into this action. So when we talk about the importance of visiting a sick person, it is because the Imams, alayhim assalam, they make it as a requirement upon believers towards other believers. So Imam al-Sadiq, alayhi assalam, he says, لِلْمُؤْمِنِ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ سَبْعُ حُقُوقٌ وَوَاجِبَاتٌ. A believer compared or towards the other believer, he has seven حقوق, seven rights, and seven wajibat. So together, 14. There are 14 rights I need to give to my brother in faith, and he also needs to give me the 17 in return. Okay, obviously, I'm not going to talk about these seven, but I will mention just one. He says that if me as a believer neglect this duty, this right, for my brother in faith, if I neglect it, he says, he is no longer considered to be amongst Allah's servants. He exits that wilayah, that covenant, that guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is quite scary, that you no longer considered to be a servant of Allah. And I don't want to use any other words, but you use your imagination. So when the Imam says, خَرَجَ مِنْ وِلَايَةُ اللَّهِ, he's no longer under Allah's guardianship, then under whose guardianship are you? I will do that to you to think. He says, وَالْحَقُّ السَّابَ أَن تَعُودَهُ فِي مَرَضَهِ, and his seventh right is that you visit him in his sickness and disease. So this is a right of the brothers in faith and sisters in faith, that if we don't visit them, even though we know they are sick, Allah says, you are no longer under my guardianship. Very scary. Let's take a break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program, Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. So we said that the brothers in faith and sisters in faith, they have a right on us that we have to make sure we give them these rights and these huquq, and one of which is that when they are sick, we need to go and visit them. Even when we are traveling as well, and sometimes we travel and one of us gets sick, we still need to visit them. So the hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, if you were traveling and one of you gets sick, فَأَقِيمُوا عَلَيْهِ ثَلَثْتُ أَيَّامٍ, then stay with the sick person for 3 days. Like if you're traveling, we're moving from A to B, moving from London to Paris, from Paris to New York, and then by the time we got to Paris, one of my friends fell sick. The Prophet said, remain in Paris for 3 days until your friends get better, then move, because when he's sick and we're trying to move him around, it's not going to be an easy task. So we say, you know what, we will remain in the city for 3 days, we will stay in Karbala for 3 days, we'll get our friends to recover, and then we will move back to Najaf. So even to that extent, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has taken things into consideration. And there's a beautiful hadith from Mirzam ibn Hakim. He says, I went with this companion of mine, Muhammad ibn Muswaf. When we reached the city of Medina of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, I became sick. So now two companions, two friends, they go to Medina for ziyarah, and one of them gets sick. He says, I got sick. So obviously they were staying in the hotel, motel, hostel, whatever they used to have back in the day. They used to call them, guest houses. They were staying together. And he says, I got sick. He says, my friend, Muhammad ibn Masaf, he would leave me during prayer time to go to the masjid. And I would stay alone. And he said, I felt really bad being sick and being alone in this house. So he said, he came back and I started complaining to him. Like, dude, why are you leaving me alone? I'm sick. What if I need something? And then you're going to pray. You're going to the masjid. So obviously, Muhammad al-Masaf, he wasn't feeling really good. He's like, but I need to pray. It's the masjid. I need to go see the imam, this and that. Muhammad ibn Masaf, he said, I went to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam to complain about what my friend said to me. He's like, oh, he's saying to me, don't pray in the masjid, pray next to me because I'm sick. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he said the following to him. He said to him, قُعُودِكَ عِنْدَهُ, you staying with him, أَفْضَلُ مِنْ صَلَاتِكَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ, is much better, much more rewarding than you going to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Not any masjid, huh? Because these guys were in Medina, they were going to go ziyarah to the Prophet and to the Imam alayhi salam. He said to him, you staying with your friend in his sickness and disease and illness is much more rewarding than you going to the masjid. Why do you go to the masjid? Isn't it because you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you more rewards? You can do that by just sitting next to your friend, comforting him, making sure he's doing well, making sure he doesn't need anything. So again, we see there's a huge importance and emphasis is given to those who are sick and how we should deal with them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.